Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
The first Video Game Review of the new decade. Welcome to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, starting my third decade doing this. Not 30 years, but started this around 2003. And so going through the aughts and the teens and now into the roaring 20s. Will it be roaring 20s again? Hopefully not too roaring. But we are here for all your video game talk. This 1 hour on all these great sports networks. First of all, here I am, downtown San Francisco, the home studios of Sports Byline USA. And great to have you with us wherever you're listening. We stream through sportsbyline.com. If you'd like to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. SPORTSBYLINE. And you can use that email to win the game. I give away a brand new game at 40 after each and every show just by answering a very simple question and being the second correct answer. Also, at the end of the show, I look up a cheat code, send me your requests. Rick@sportsbyline.com. But not just on that sports network, but we're also on SB Nation, great sports talk network, and SBNationLive.com as we stream through their website. And then on Sirius XM, great to be back once again on that platform, wherever you might happen to be listening. Maybe you're driving around this great land of ours, Lower and Kintig, wherever you are, though, the Dan Patrick Channel. I got to meet Dan Patrick years ago at NAB. It's National Association of Broadcasters. That was maybe like 20 years ago. A tall drink of water. I'm 6'2", and he was way taller than me. But anyway, Dan, thanks for letting me on your channel. But we're here to talk about video games. I don't make them. I play them. I'm a gamer like you. I don't know how to make them. I don't take off a console cover and look at that motherboard and see the circuitry, and I'm like, oh, yeah, a little more of that. I don't know. But I judge games on one thing and one thing only, one criterion, and that is it fun? I don't care how hyped you are. I don't care about how much money you spend or whatever. Pixel rate, if it's fun, we're going to play it, and if it's not, we're not. We'll talk about it together. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, big shout-out to the troops listening overseas on the American Forces Radio Network. It's the Video Game Review. We're going to talk video games, so come on back on Sports Byline.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, did you know that Discover offers home equity loans with zero application fees, zero appraisal fees, and zero cash due at closing? That's a lot of zeros. But all those zeros can add up to something big. A home equity loan from Discover can help you use the equity you've already built for things like home improvements, major purchases, or consolidating high-interest debts into a low fixed-rate loan. So you can make big changes with zero worries. Home equity loans are offered by Discover Bank, NMLS ID 684042. Learn more at discoverhomeequityloans.com/zero.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
This is Lou Landers from Sports over in Night America. You can catch my co-host Ron McLeese and I every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We talk MLB, NFL, fantasy sports, gambling. We'll help you win money. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest news from around the world of sports. Sports over Night America, 11 p.m. Pacific every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Also on the TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch.tv, Twitch app. There I am talking into a microphone with our little bug lower left. Actually, I got to reach to my right to go left on the screen. There I am. I'm caressing the little bug right there. And then I'm wearing, I just realized, an ironic T-shirt. You're too old for that. It says touchdown, and it has a guy with a baseball bat hitting a ball. Get it? I remember when I had Brittany, now her name escapes me, the actress that played Brittany in Brittany Runs a Marathon. She's great. She was in Curb and a lot of other stuff. And I had the director in here, and I was wearing this shirt, and he's like, where'd you get that shirt? I was like, $6t-shirts.com. He goes, as soon as this interview's over, I'm going to get one. So, I don't know, if you want to throw me some free stuff, this show brought to you by $6 t-shirts, apparently. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. So, last week I did my show, and there was one thing that I got an email about that I thought was very interesting, and I do want to address it, and that is the tweets of my past, I've grown as a person. No, not that. It's the fact that, when I was giving out my awards and game of the year, I have an email here. And by the way, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have an email here from Eddie. And Eddie says, what's the deal? How come there's no game of the decade? And you know what? He's absolutely right. And so I started to think about it. Now, I'm not like a film critic who's trying to, you know, say, well, I can see where this movie was going, or it's an important issue. It's just completely 100% my personal feelings. You know, I'm not going to say, I didn't like this game, but I appreciate how it was made. I'm not interested in doing that. I'm just going to tell you what I think, because I do have an answer. And that answer is Mickey's Big Adventure 9 for the Genesis. No, my answer is, I'm a little punchy tonight, is Skyrim. Or if you like, The Elder Scrolls 5. And this game came out in 2011. And this game came out, it came out in 2016, if you want to go back to the original Elder Scrolls. But 2016 for Skyrim when it got bumped up. But yes, 2011. So, and it came out, I remember, on November 11th. It was the 11th day of the 11th hour of the 11th year. And then they did a bumped up version on the Xbox One and the PS4. That was in 2016. And then 2017, they got it up on the Switch. But if you think about the ability to switch from FPS or over the shoulder, first and third person, if you think about playing an RPG, but also playing it in real time, no offense to some of the games that have turn-based combat, because to me that is a tactical RPG, role-playing game. But it's also highly unrealistic because I can't think of too many times in the history of the world you fight somebody and you go, your turn, and you stick your chin out there and go, ugh. And then they go, okay, your turn, and then they stand there and let you have a free whack at them. But if you think about the maps, you think about the creation engine, and this is something that Bethesda built for Fallout 3, which was an amazing game, and that was definitely in the hopper for, so was Fallout 4. I was thinking about all the games. It's hard. Really, it's really hard for a game that came out in 2011 to beat everything else the next 9 years. I mean, think about that. It was the end of the year. Okay, the last 8 years. But when it said this was, Skyrim had this announcement at the Video Game Awards on Spike. This was in December of 2010, and they said 11/11/11, it's coming out. And we've had some little spin-offs and other things. I remember the Android and iOS mobile devices a couple years ago at GDC, and I thought, oh, I don't know how this is going to play on my iPhone, but I'll try it. And then I said, the servers are too full. We'll email you when they're ready, and they never emailed me, so I gave up. But you think about the DLC, and it was Dawnguard, and that was, of course, a lot of vampire hunters, and put in the crossbow weapons, and then Hearthfire. That's where you could build your own house. You didn't have to buy one, and it let you adopt children. You know, there were some people, and even in the regular version of the game, you could get married, and it could bring in cash. Now, I remember my first house, I got up enough money and I saved money and I bought this house. And one of the great things about this house was that in a dresser drawer, I could put unlimited amounts of inventory in there. And you think about the first time you slayed a dragon and those huge dragon bones that it would leave, and you'd carry them back, and sometimes you're over encumbered, so you're walking 1 mile per hour and you couldn't fast travel, and you get there and you throw them all in your drawer. That's something when I start playing Fallout 76, you realize, now you have a limit. I have a limit. The hell is that? And then Dragonborn. Dragonborn was the third DLC. And you think about Solstheim, which is the island northeast, and you could ride on a dragon as well. But it was 2 years later, in 2013, that they said that they were moving on to other projects with Bethesda. So then at that point, there were a lot of official and unofficial mods, and you could do it with the creation kit. You could do it with Nexus mods. Well, I just had a light burn out here. Did you hear that pop? This place is possessed. Now, there were some technical issues. It's funny. I remember after I got my first DLC, whenever I started swimming, and I had this mask, one of the wizard masks, and I put it on. I think it was Volcoon. I could breathe underwater. Whenever I put my head underwater, the game froze. It froze. I was just trying to think what game was the best game with the most replayability and just the most fun whilst simultaneously being the best done. And I remember, what was the name of that town? it's been almost a decade. There was one town, I know people who would know this by heart, but it was the city up on the cliff that had a lot of waterfalls. And I accidentally swung a sword and hit a guard. And for the rest of that game, whenever I got within city limits, I had every guard in town trying to kill me. So if there was ever something where they're like, oh yeah, go to this town and talk to this guy, I'm like, all right, but I got to get in and get out. And I had to use spells to tell people to like stop. And then I had to use this one dragon shout that made me go really fast. And then once I got to the city limits, they left me alone. But I just think about all that went into that game. And like I said, there were some ones that got close, and there were a couple of Bethesda games there as well, and a lot of FPS games. But this was the game. Thank you, by the way, Eddie, for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. But my game of the decade was Skyrim, and that shows you just how good it is that it came out in 2011. And for me, anyway, beat everything that came after it. If you don't have it, pick it up. I think you can probably get it for $20 somewhere. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review in San Francisco, but around the world. Big shout out to our troops. Happy New Year to our military. I know it's... I can either laugh or cry, but it's scary times, man. And I know in the military, whichever side you are on the aisle, it doesn't matter. Our military doesn't make policy. This is why I have undying gratitude and love for them, because they just keep us safe is what it is. So anyway, we're thinking of you and hope everything will go okay. But I do appreciate everyone listening on AFN. So I said, in October, it was really cool when I was driving down the Autobahn in Deutschland and heard the AFN on my car radio. And just, it was a reminder to me that people are listening worldwide. Got an email from Japan, from a military member, was very appreciative of that. Talked about the ones from Okinawa. My uncle was once stationed in Okinawa during the Vietnam War. Yeah, he got lucky that, somebody had to go to Okinawa, and lucky for him, he was able to stay out of the rice paddies. But a lot of people did have to go, though. So as I said, I just have a lot of respect out there for our military. All right, it is 2020. I'm Baba Wallace, and this is 2020, and that means there are some huge games that's coming, and we'll talk about that. But it's supposed to be this year that we get the next cycle of, the next cycle of consoles from Sony and Microsoft. And I just recently went QLED 4K. I had to do it. I had I had a Sharp Aquos 40-inch TV. It was my first high-def TV. I bought it in 2008, and the power went out of my house. And apparently, even though I have it going through a little breaker thing, it went, and that was it. It never turned on again. Never had one pixel dropout. Never had any latency with voices, delays, anything like that. And I've been wanting for years to go 4K, but I ain't rich. I work on radio, and I thought, well, when this thing breaks, I'll finally do it. And then I did it, and I went a little heavy because I went even ultra high def. It's the deals were too good. I hope the TV lasts. But this Sharp Aquos, this segment brought to you by Sharp, it lasted 11 years, 08 to right now. And I'm just thinking, those TVs aren't designed to last that long. So, got lucky with that one, but I'm starting to think, wow, I'm like Christopher Walken, wow, no, the fruit flavors and Skittles, that, whatever these new consoles are, I got a TV now that can handle it. But, looking forward to the PS5, the Xbox Series X is hard to say. I like Project Scarlet better, but I bring it up because apparently there have been new images leaked about the PlayStation 5 controller prototype and the dev kit. So the images originated on a Facebook page, and they supposedly had the PS5 dev kit, which has been leaked to a few people already. And there's a chunky-looking controller there. Now, it does look very much like the DualShock. It's just got a much bigger middle pad. And that middle pad never really did what it was supposed to do, or it wasn't the revelation. Because that was touch sensitive, and it's like, look, you can move your fingers around. That's basically just a big middle button now, you know, for stats. I mean, that's what I use it for Call of Duty Modern Warfare. It's like, you know, let me see my stats. Who's playing? Where am I? How many kills do I have? How many kill confirmed flags, captures, whatever. And you think about the little speaker inside your PS4. I always find it quite charming when something comes through the speaker, like bleep, like whoa, or whatever sound it is. No one utilizes that. And it's very rare. But the dev kit, by the way, they give them out to developers. And I remember seeing a Switch dev kit before it came out. And, sorry, not a Switch, a Wii. Nintendo Wii dev kit. And it was just like a little plastic box. Because they don't need to make it fancy. They just give it to the developer and say, look, here's the insides. Start making games. And then when this thing's ready to launch, we'll all launch together. We'll have a name for it. We'll have, fancy plastic case and look all nice and shiny. And then you'll have a game that'll work on it. So see what you can do with this dev kit. See what kind of, muscle you can extricate. And you think about games at launch, and they never really know what to do with the new technology. Because, and it's understandable, it's not because they're not imaginative, they're just so steeped in the other console that came previously. And I remember when the PS2 came out, the games at first looked like PS1 games. And the PlayStation 3, they looked like PS2 games. It's only natural. I think about a game called Blaster Master on the NES, the original 8-bit. That game looks like it was on the N64. It didn't look 8, it looked 4 times that. And it was because after all those years and the dev kit, it's like, look what we can do. We can push it here. We can push it there. I remember the interview with Warren Robinette, who had the first ever Easter egg. He did it in Adventure. This is before, you know, Activision said, you can put your name on the games. And originally, Nolan Bushnell and Nintendo, they said, We don't want you putting your names on these, or Atari, I should say, Nolan Bushnell and Atari. We don't want you putting your names on these games. So he hid it. But he was saying, how can I, if I pull back 3K here, I can use that 3K over here, but now I need 1K for this. And it's like, yeah. But back then, kilobyte was a lot of memory, and it only had so much. So this is what you can do with these dev kits right now. And the picture of the dev kit looks like this really weird looking. It's almost like you lay it down and it's sort of U-shaped. And there's a little slot, like for a disc. And people are going crazy over it. Now, the prototype PS5 controller is described as an unlabeled matte black doohickey. So, one major improvement to PS5's controllers apparently is going to be adaptive triggers, which Sony said will now offer varying levels of resistance to make game mechanics such as shooting a bow and arrow, the tension increasing as you pull the arrow back, feeling more realistic. So the PS5 controller also includes haptic feedback. So highly programmable voice coil actuators. They'll be in the left and right grips. And they said the speaker's going to be way better. They said the Wired magazine said the speakers will have quote-unquote astonishing effects. But the controller patent, a lot of this gets leaked through that way. That was published late last year, specifically highlights a microphone, but if you compare it to the images posted online, there are a lot of subtle design changes between the supposed PS5 controller and the DualShock 4. The controller that is pictured features pretty big triggers and slightly smaller sticks, a USB port, and no light bar. I'm okay with no light bar, to tell you the truth. Because I usually notice that, I mean, it looks cool, but when you start playing, sometimes the glare reflects off the TV. So, I mean, it's nice to know you're blue, you're pink, you're green, or whatever. So, Sony has confirmed, a lot of the hardware details in the PS5. And the system architect is a guy named Mark Cerny, and he says it will be disc-based, and it will support 8K graphics. Once again, 8K. The disc-based thing, I think, is important. Because if you look at the Xbox One S, if you look at the Switch Lite, if you look at the new, they're not that new anymore, but Vitas, there's no slot for a disc or the UMDs that the original PSP had. It's because everything's going to come through the air. Well, how big are these hard drives? You know, otherwise, it almost feels like you're playing Stadia. It's like, what, your servers are going to hold on to my games for when I want to go in? So I like the fact that the shiny disc is not going. I remember this is about 5 years ago at the Game Developers Conference here. They said the shiny disc will not go away. I'm like, good, I want the shiny disc. Not always, but I want that option for the shiny disc. But here's the thing that's very important. The PS5 will be compatible with PS4 games. And forever, they used to screw us by saying, nope, can't play those games. I remember the PS2, I almost considered not buying it because I wouldn't be able to play my PS1 games on it. I had a million of those. Not a million, but a lot. The PlayStation VR headset, it's still going to be compatible, although they're going to go next gen. They have to go next gen. But here's the thing. Once again, holidays this year, holidays 2020, we're in 2020, baby. It's now. It's a coming. And as I said, it's exciting, and I got the TV for it many months ahead of time, but that's when my other TV broke, so these are the things. And I would have felt really bad if that TV would have kept lasting me and these new, I still would have kept that old TV. I'm telling you, I work in radio. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll give away a brand new game. Come on back.
Basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest-to-market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. The Video Game Review. We'll get back to your 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on Sports Byline, SB Nation, and the Dan Patrick Channel on AFN on The Voice. We'll do that in about 20 minutes, but it's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game, and the way you win it is you just write down the answer and send it to me in the form of an electronic mail. I've never heard of those. It's email. Is that what the E stands for? I'm pretty sure. Rick at sportsbyline.com. Had a lot of, I was surprised at the response. I usually get about a certain number of responses. I had about three times as many. So a lot of people, I think, had time off to listen to the show, and I appreciate everybody's support. And I write everybody back. I don't just let it lay there. It might take me a couple days, but I write everybody back who doesn't win. Of course, I immediately let the person know if they do win. So if you win, I'm going to write you right back. But I give it away to the second correct answer. And I always say second because if I say the 32nd, you're going to be like, well, that's ridiculous. How am I going to be that? It's not worth it. And then I say the first one, people assume, well, someone's already written it in. So I say second. That's more, I don't know. That's just me. I think it's more believable. But the game I'm giving away is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Now, this came out in November, so it's a little more than a month old, but this is, of course, from EA. Well, they're distributing it. It was developed by Respawn Entertainment. It is rated T for teen, and it's about a Jedi and his droid and the hijinks and adventures that go with it. It's available for the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. Now, here's the good news on this, and this is very rare, but whoever wins this can pick which format they want, and I'll make that happen. Once again, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, PS4, Xbox One, or PC. The question is this based off of a movie franchise, or is this based off of real life? You might think some of these things are trick questions. Like if I say, what's the only month that ends in November? And you say December. No, it's November. So once again, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Is this based off of a movie franchise or is this based off of real life? Just send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com and we'll get her done and we'll get the game to you. And this game, by the way, has gotten, it's funny, even the reviews that aren't sparkling, it's still like, I had a blast because it's a Star Wars game. You know what I mean? It's like, I have a feeling that if this was any other topic, people might be a little more, but they're like, but it's a Star Wars game and I'm loving it. All right, emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Another one here from Chrissy who said, Rick, what should I save my money for in 2020? Well, I'd say rent and the electricity bill, but I know what you're getting at. Video game wise, yes. The console would be one thing, but I realize too that it's only, they always call them, techies. Techies is an old marketing term from the 80s, means anything new that came out in the electronic world, some people had to have it, no matter what. It's like the people who bought the very first iPhone. You know, that lined up the very first iPhone before we ever really knew what it was going to do. And I'm like, how can one button control all that? I don't understand. They have to have it already. Now, techies has changed. Now it's people who work, you know, in tech. But let me just tell you some games you can be saving for. Final Fantasy Remake is going to be a very big deal. It's sort of like Nintendo remaking Super Mario World or Microsoft remaking Halo. This remake was announced 5 years ago. And by the way, Final Fantasy Remake, it's Final Fantasy VII. This was a game that was released in 1997, which drove me crazy, but it will be coming out for the PS4. Watch Dogs Legion is another one. It's a game from Ubisoft, and, you know, this is the company that gave us Assassin's Creed and Splinter Cell. You know all that. But you play as a hacker in London, but you're not just one guy. Now you are an entire legion of people. And there's a guy, there's a little screenshot of a guy holding a cell phone looking down on Trafalgar Square, except he's wearing a pig mask, but he's smoking a cigar. Right there, I'm in. And what you have to do is recruit people as the game progresses, which is pretty cool. Doom Eternal. And this is, I love the original id game. This is going to come out for all formats. By the way, I should say Watch Dogs Legion will not be on the Switch, but Doom Eternal will. The four, the one, the Switch, also Google Stadia. So none of these right now are launch games. These are still for your good old fours and ones. Animal Crossing New Horizons. This is going to be a huge deal. And this time, you're on a deserted island, a complete blank slate. You just have a little campsite. And this is a mouthwatering proposition for people who want to get in this. And we already have a release date for this. It's going to be March 20th, 2020. That's going to be cool. Resident Evil 3. If you're a fan of this, that's going to come out on April 3rd. And like the last year's remake, which they had from Resident Evil 2, it is a major visual overhaul. Now, some of you might say, you know, I already got that game. And I'm with you. I remember when I bought a Super Mario game that got bumped up to Super Nintendo from regular Nintendo 8 to 16-bit. It looked better, but I thought, why did I buy the same game? If you think about the dystopian cyberpunk future co-starring Keanu Reeves, that'll be in Cyberpunk 2077. And this has been a vehicle for hype for many years. It's outrageous. It's fascinating. When you see these screenshots of a guy driving a cab and in the back are three crash test dummies all holding like vector submachine guns, I have no idea what's going on in this game, but it's on the 1, the 4, and the PC, and that's an April 16th release. And then there's a few more games. Marvel's Avengers. Not Marvel, Marvel's. Marvel's Revengers. You're going to play as Iron Man, as Thor, Black Widow, the Hulk, and, of course, Captain America. But it's going to be, they say, almost like a Tomb Raider type of game. Interesting. That'll be May 15th. There's one screenshot of Iron Man flying over the Golden Gate Bridge. The Last of Us Part 2. Think about that. And if you think about how Naughty Dog is responsible for, you know, pushing the limit on these types of games, and you'll still have Joel and Ellie again. This game's going to focus more on Ellie, though, and this time she's older. She's like, you know, the screenshots I've seen of her, she's wearing a sleeveless shirt. She's got, you know, guns, and I mean like muscles, and she's got like a hammer covered in blood. So I think she means business. And then another one that you need to keep your eye on that I would say is The Ghost of Tsushima, and that's T-S-U-S-H-I-M-A. And Sucker Punch, which gave us Infamous on the PlayStation. It's a samurai game now with Ghost of Tsushima. It's set in feudal Japan. And this is just the description from Sucker Punch. The year is 1274. Samurai warriors are the legendary defenders of Japan until the fearsome Mongol Empire invades the island of Tsushima, wrecking havoc and conquering the local population. As one of the last surviving samurai, you rise from the ashes to fight back. But honorable tactics won't lead you to victory. You must move beyond your samurai traditions to forge a new way of fighting, the way of the ghost, as you wage an unconventional war for the freedom of Japan. This game, I've seen some shots of this game, breathtaking video. And I'm just thinking about, plus the outfits as well. The first outfit I saw, it's got that samurai mask that looks like kind of like a catcher's mask. You know, the eyes are completely open, but then it's got some like scary, growling face that's in it as well. It looks pretty cool, I gotta say. All right, let's take a look at what's coming out this week. Now, it is the first week of the year, so nothing's gonna go crazy. We do have five new games, though. Invisible Fist. This is a role-playing game for the Switch. Also, Ultimate 2D Racing. It's another DLC game for the Switch. And then a game called Thoth. T-H-O-T-H. Thoth, or I guess if it was German, it would be Tot, which means dead. But anyway, that's a Switch action game as well. On the PC, we will have Monster Hunter World Iceborne. And then also on the PC, we will have AO Tennis 2. That's it so far. Now, the thing about Thoth, which I find fascinating, is that it is a puzzle game, even though it says it has ratings, the rating is pending. Like somehow, some way, this is going to go bad. But it looks like different little puzzles where you're a white dot and you're trying to make your way through some shapes. This is developed by Carlson Games and it's published by Double Fine Productions. So if I find out any more about Thoth, I will get to it. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give out the cheat code number. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that. Thanks for everybody who's watching on Twitch, by the way. And somebody says my hair looks crazy. By the way, I don't think any of this audio came through on Twitch because I'm just looking at my mic level now and it's just frozen at one level, like even when I stop talking. So those of you who watched, anyway, someone just said my hair looks crazy. I did a hike and I don't know, sorry. It doesn't look good, but thanks for watching, even though I guess the audio is not working. All right, anyway, let's get down to it. We're closing out the show in our customary fashion. I'm looking up cheat codes for old games because some of these old games still work, and some of these people out there, these are still their newest games. This email, by the way, rick@sportsbyline.com. Let's emails today. This one comes from YLL. Great name, YLL. Your little loser? I don't know what it is. No, anyway, YLL says, Rick, do you have codes for Bratz on the PS2? Wow. Do you mean Bratz Rock Angels or Bratz Forever Diamonds? I remember, I actually keep track of these things because I've been doing this show almost 20 years and I never want to give out the same cheat codes twice. So I have a list. I gave out, I don't remember doing it, but I gave out codes for Bratz Rock Angels back in, doesn't say what year, but it was a long time ago. It's on the list. I'd probably say 2005. But Bratz Forever Diamonds. Let me give you a couple for that, because maybe you mean that one on the PS2. To get 2,000 blings whilst in the Bratz with the office, Z office, use the cheat computer and put in flaunt, all caps, F-L-A-U-N-T, flaunt. If you want to get all the pet treats, same thing, in the Bratz office, use the cheat computer and put in treats. But of course, end it with a Z, as always. T-R-E-A-T-Z, treats. If you want the gift set, go to the Bratz office, use the cheat computer, put in the word, all caps, stylin', without the G, not styling, stylin', yeah, that's right, S-T-Y-L-I-N. And finally, to get the ultimate gift set, in the Bratz office, use the cheat computer and enter diamonds, but this is how you spell it. Letter 8, K, skater, no. D-I-M-N-D-Z. Once again, D-I-M-N-D-Z, diamonds. How many people out there are playing Bratz Forever Diamonds right now? Well, maybe. Maybe one. I'm here for you. You can always email me throughout the week, rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for listening to the first video game review of the decade. And we take you now back to your customary sports programming.